In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. The Gospel of this day, of this night, in the Vesper, it's written, a disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It's enough for a disciple that he be like his teacher and a servant like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they call those of his household? Therefore, do not fear them, for there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, and hidden that will not be known. I think that this gospel is related to the same what happened last 2 days when one of our priests, he passed away and he martyred in Egypt, in Sinai. And I was wondering, is exactly what Jesus Christ written here and in what he said, that we have to follow him and we have to imitate him and we have to know exactly what he did and what we have to do. And it's easy that when we read the gospel, when we read what Jesus Christ did before, it's easy that we can do what he did. We can watch exactly what Jesus Christ did before. For example, I will go through some points quickly about what Jesus Christ did and what we have to imitate God. First one in Luke 22:42. Which is written, Father, if you are willing, please take this cup of suffering away from me, yet I want your will to be done, not mine. That every single thing in my life, however it's a trouble, and I'm asking God according to your will, not according to my will. However, Jesus Christ, when he faced some troubles in his life, by the end of his life, when he is going by himself to the cross, again he looked to God and he said, according to your will, God, according to your will, my Father. And I was wondering if I have a problem. And I saw that Jesus Christ, I'm asking him, where are you? And I'm asking him, for example, to solve the problem immediately now, and which is totally wrong. That's why I have to look to God and I have also to ask him, no, according to your will. Or I want this, but according to your will, not according to my will. Also in John 17:4, I brought glory to you here on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. He's doing all the word or the work to glorify God. If I imitate God, then I have to do the same what Jesus Christ did before. In John 17:4, he said, I brought glory to you here on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. I'm glorify God by my work. I'm glorify God in my home with my family. I glorify God here in the church, in the service. I glorify God outside, in the road, in the street, in my work. Or, no, I'm here in the church different than outside. I have a mask. The third point, Matthew 14:23. After sending them home, he went up into the hills by himself to pray. Night fell while he was there alone. He find himself with God. Jesus Christ, who is God, he's find himself with God. It means that only the way to find yourself is to find the time, the right time with God. I have to meditate. I have to find a time with him alone. If I'm calling that I try to imitate God, then it's the same. Then I have to do what he did. And what he did, he find the space, find the place, find the desert, and he went outside and he prayed. And I think here we have a fine place, a good place to meditate outside. While walking or whatever I'm doing, I try to meditate God by what he, I try to imitate him when by going outside and see what God has did. He prayed to him, to God, to his Father. Matthew 41:11. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted there by the devil. For 40 days and 40 nights he fasted and became very hungry. During that time the devil came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become loaves of bread." But Jesus told him, "No, the scriptures say people do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Who said that it's not important and it is not necessary for us the fasting? I would wonder why Jesus Christ fasts. One of the main point in, and this, we can't say that the strongest our the strength point in our church, especially the Orthodox Church, fasting. Who moved before the mountain of Mu'attam in Cairo? It's by prayer and fasting. When Jesus Christ said you have to fast and pray, it's only the way to fight the devil. That's why it's for me, it's strange that some of the churches till now, they are not believe in fast. If I try to imitate and then find books from outside the churches, for example, imitate God, and they jump over fasting. Go to the fasting and stop. No, it's not our necessary. It is not important for us to fast. Why I have to fast? Even Jesus Christ in his life, he fasted before. Then I have to fast also too. But he fasted before going to serve. He fasted also because he wants to receive the power. Then by fasting and prayer, I receive power in my life. I receive the peace in my life. That's why in Holy Land, for example, we have the 53 days, and I'm fasting all these days, or 55 days, before going to the last week of the Holy Week. Then one of the points is I have also to imitate God by fasting him, by fasting. Mark 10:21. Looking at the man, Jesus felt genuine love for him. "There is still one thing you haven't done," he told him. "Go and sell all your possessions and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me." The love unconditionally. No thing and no ungodly and no earthly thing drag me to the earth. I'm not belong to this world. I'm not belong to the money. I'm not belong here to the earth. Nothing tied me in the earth. The love unconditionally. That's why it's very important to understand this point, because I am busy with a lot of things. Even I'm busy with my kids, for example. I'm only praying to him because I know that he will do everything in the right way. I'm praying for him. We have before 10 years ago in Alexandria, there is a priest, and he has two sons. One of them, he's the last year in, we can say, like grade 12, he's a grade 12, before going to university. He's very good, he's genius. He was genius, this guy. And before to be graduated, because it's the last day before, because the next day he will know what university he will go. It's different in Egypt. And in the night, this priest went to the room of his son. And he found him. He opened the Bible and he's reading. And he told him, "Okay, you are ready for tomorrow. Tomorrow is the last day because you will know that your score and what university will go and everything." And the answer from his son, he was, "Yeah, I'm ready also to see the heaven." And this priest, I think it was Saturday night, and the day after it was Sunday morning. And you know, Sunday morning, it's not a vacation, or it is not a weekend in Egypt. That's why it's normal day, a weekday. Then the priest told his son, "I'm going tomorrow to the liturgy early morning at 6 o'clock in the morning. You're coming with me." He told him, yeah, Dad, come to wake up me, and I want to go with you." And at 5:30. The priest waked up, and he knocked the door, and he found the light it's on inside. And he opened the door because there is nobody answer. Then he opened the door, and he found his son. He was like, he's not sleeping, but he's not, he's tent. He's like sit on the bed. And he opened the Bible, and the Bible on his face. And he tried to wake him. "Can you go with Allah? Go with me. I want to be with Allah. If you want to go to that liturgy, come with me." But he found that his son, he went to his father, the real father. He's only 17 years old and nothing. He has nothing. No disease, nothing. He's very good, healthy. And I met his father of confession, and he told me, "I learned," the father of confession, he told me, "I learned a lot from this guy." And the priest, what he did? He closed the door, and he went to the liturgy, to the church, and he prayed the liturgy. And in the commemoration, he remembered his son in the altar. And I asked him before, like 10 years ago, I asked him, "What you're feeling? What you felt when you are asked, when you read your son, and the name of your son on the altar? How you did this? And how you have the heart and the power to go to this church, and you left from your home, and you know that your son is dead?" And I found a smile on his face, and he answered me, "You know what? I'm not belong to this earth. And my son also is not belong to this earth. He's belong to the heaven. Nothing dragged me to be related to this earth. Even my son. I didn't see in his eyes any tears. In the funeral I saw him, he was like a smiling face all the day. And I was surprised by this. How is it? That's why I asked him. He told me, I don't care about anything. I care only on my salvation, and myself, the salvation of my son. Now I thank God, I am sure my son now is in heaven. And I'm waiting now the position, when will God will choose me? No, nothing drag me or tied me to be here in the earth. In Peter, the second epistle of Peter, sorry, first epistle of Peter, the chapter 2, verse number 23, it's written, he did not retaliate when he was insulted, nor threaten revenge when he suffered. He left his case in his hand of God, who always judged fairly. We can't judge anybody. Even Jesus Christ, when a lot of people judge him, but I can't judge the people. I know and I saw that there is a lot of people are very bad, and mine, and myself. Who am I? I'm very good? I'm not. I'm not at all. One of the father in a monk in the church in the monastery, when I spent the 40 days. I was wondering about the confession. It's the first time that I'm coming to the church, and somebody will come to me, and he will say to me his sins, and I'm not sure what I'm doing, what I have to do. And it's the first time, that's why I have to ask. And I asked the monk, and the monk told me, when anybody come to you and confess about any sin, remember only one thing, that you can do the same sin. You have to remember that any time you can do the same sin, even what, however the sin is what. No one is strong enough to fight the sin. Then remember only one thing. You can do the sin. That's why you can't give him the excuse. And nobody judge. I met before, 2 days ago, one buddy, he come to confess to me, to confess. And what happened, I asked him why you left. He was in with other father of confession in other city. And I told him why you left your father of confession. You have to continue your father of confession all the days. He told me he is very good, but only one time I sat down beside him and I told him, I did blah, blah, blah. And his reaction, it's like this. Very bad. He told me it was the last day in my confession with him. That's why we have to find the excuse and we can't judge. If the priest can't judge, you can imagine the people. Why I have to judge the people? I have to find the excuse for them. Even I'm very, for example, if I am good in any point, then I have to help the people, not judge, help, only without judge. Even Jesus on the cross, he said, please God forgive for them. They don't know what they are doing. He find an excuse. He found thanks excuse for them. They don't know. Yani, I'm not giving any excuse to the body, to anybody. That's why, which is also strange for me. I'm talking about myself. And the last point is Philippians 2. Yeah, Philippians 5 to 8. You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. And instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of slave and was born as a human being when he appeared human form. He humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal death on the cross. He was humble, obedient, and made himself a servant. One of the important things in my life, to be the last one. And to be the last one, for example, not to act. Not to act. It is not, we are not artists in our life. For example, I met a lot of people, like, I told him, for example, go, for example, in the church then to, masalan, to do it, to lead the prayer. No, Abuna, I can't, you are anybody else. Yani, because, and when he come, for example, with the microphone, he is the first one, and he will never give the microphone to anybody else. It's only an act. Or only, for example, I bow, and no, you can first, I bow, but inside me, it's nothing. If I wanted to imitate God, then I have to be inside me, inside myself, to be as outside myself. Not to act as. And it appears a lot when we serve. You will see who, for example, who is doing the service and he's not talking to anybody. And he's not telling anybody about what he did. The first time when I finished the pre-servants and I went to my father of confession, and I told him, I finished my pre-servants now, the class. And you have now tell me what I have to do. I'm going to serve which class? And he told me, okay, there is a towel by the end of the church. Can you give it to me, please? I told him, okay. And I gave it to him, the towel. And he told me, can you clean, please, the benches? Then I thought that maybe Abuna, he didn't listen to me. Abuna, I'm asking about the service of the class, of the Sunday school. I want to serve the people and the kids. I finished my classes in the pre-servants. And he told me, okay, and this is what we have to do together. Abuna, what I have to do, only clean the benches of the church. And I was wondering about, Abuna, why you say this? And after he told me exactly, go and finish, and after you finish, come to me. And after I finished, I came to him. He told me, if you want to serve, you have to choose the last service or the service who nobody is doing it. You have to learn the humility. You have to be the last one. And if you finish the service, don't talk to anybody about what you did. Don't tell anybody about what you did. And don't be proud about what you did. And I saw one of the priests here in Canada. I entered the church, and the church was empty. And I entered to the church, in the main church, and I prayed, and I went to the basement, and I was surprised that the priest is clean the washroom. Nobody in the church. And I was surprised, and he was surprised and also when he saw me, and he asked me, what you are doing here? I told him, like, okay, I finished like in the middle of the day and I came to the church to pray. Normal. He told me, I was surprised. But also, I learned a message, or I learned this lesson. If I want to serve, then I have to do. We can say that the service who nobody can want to do it. To clean, to arrange. I was wondering when I saw this priest with his cleaning, and he's doing what he did. Guys, he has a pens under the galabeya, and he make it up for the galabeya and the pens and also the chemise and everything and up, and he's cleaning everything inside the washroom. And by himself only, he's alone. He was alone. And I was wondering what you're doing here. But this is the service. He imitated God. That's why what God did, he washed the feet of the disciples. God, the Pantocrator, the Creator, washed the feet of the disciples. And another message he sent it to me. The humility. If you want to serve, be the last one in the service. May God bless us. And may God really give us teach us how we can imitate him. He can guide us. That's why yesterday some of the youth came from Montreal, and I met someone, Yanni, and this person, he asked me a question about God. He's not answering my question and my requirement, my demand. And I asked this person yesterday how you are praying. She told me, I'm praying only because I want God, or I want that God answer my question. The problem that there is, I discovered that there is no relation between this person, between her, between God. That's why there is no guidance. That's why I was wondering yesterday, like I told her, like there is no way that God answers you because he wants, or maybe he needs you to come back to him. Only the way to answer, and that you have to follow him. Following him by asking him only, please God touch my heart, and that's it only. May God give us the blessing and showering us by his grace, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Master, Lord God, Pantocrator, the Father of all our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, we thank you for every condition, concerning every condition, and every condition. We have covered us, loved us, God has accepted us to you, had compassion, support us, and brought us to this hour. Therefore, we ask you to be next philanthropicon. Grant us complete disorder in all days of life, from peace and fear, all envy, all temptation, all the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked men, rising up enemies, hidden manifest. Take them away from us and free people from this holy place that is yours. As all things which are good and profitable do provide for us. For that you have given the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions upon the powers of the enemy. There is no temptation, but deliver us from evil one. With the greatest compassion, philanthropy of the begotten Son, our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ, through whom the glory, the honor, the dominion, and creation are due unto you, with him and the Holy Spirit, the life giver, who is the one since with you now and at all times, and to of all ages. Amen.
Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your great mercy, and according to the most beautiful compassions. The water of my pity, wash me, through me, from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I am conscious of my iniquity and my sin in all times before me. Against you only I have sinned and done evil before you, that you might be just in your sin and might overcome. When you are judged for me, conceived in iniquities and in sins of my mother, and conceived me. For behold, you have loved the truth, you have manifested to me the hidden and unveiled things of your wisdom. You shall sprinkle me with your hyssop, and I shall be purified. You shall wash me, and I shall be made whiter than snow. You shall make me to hear gladness and joy, and the humbled bones shall rejoice. Turn away your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in my inward parts. Do not cast me away from your face, and do not remove your Holy Spirit from me. Give me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a directing spirit. Then I shall teach the transgressors, and your ways as the ungodly men shall turn to you. Deliver me from blood, O God, the God of any salvation, and in any tongue shall rejoice in your righteousness. O Lord, you shall open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. For if you desired sacrifice, I would have given it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offering. The sacrifice of God is a broken spirit, a broken and humble heart God shall not resist. Do God, O Lord, in your good pleasure to Zion, and let the wall of the Jerusalem be built. Then you shall be blessed, you sacrifice with righteousness offering and burnt sacrifices. Then they shall offer calves upon your altar. Alleluia.
Arise, O children of the light, to praise the Lord of hosts, that he may grant us the salvation of our souls when we stand in the flesh before you, take away from our minds the sleep of forgetfulness. Grant us alertness, O Lord, in order that we may stand, understand how to stand before you at the time of prayer, and send up to you the appropriate doxology, and win the forgiveness of our many sins.
Glory to you, O lover of mankind.
بارك الرب يا عبيد الرب القائمين في بيت الرب في ديار إلهنا في الليالي ارفعوا أيديكم إلى القدس وباركوا الرب وبارككم الرب من صهيون الذي خلق السماء والأرض
أمارن المجد لك يا محب البشر. Let my supplication come near before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. Let my petition come before you. Revive me according to your word. Let my lips flow with praise when you have taught me your ordinance. Let my tongue speak of your works, for all your commandments are righteous. Let your hand be for saving me, for I have desired your commandments. I have longed for your salvation, O Lord, and you alone is my meditation. My soul shall live and praise you, and your judgment shall help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I have not forgotten your commandments. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and into the age of all ages. Amen. Glory to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, from now and into the age of all ages. Amen. Glory to you, the good one and lover of mankind. Hail to your mother, the Virgin, and to all your saints. Glory to you, O Holy Trinity, have mercy upon us. Let God arise and let his enemies be sacred, And let all who hate his holy name flee before his face. But let your people be in blessing thousand of thousand and 10,000 times 10,000, doing your will. O Lord, you shall open my lips and my mouth shall declare your praise. Amen.
Alleluia.
Choice and name, choice and the prayer of the first watch with the blessed midnight hour. We offer to Christ our King and our God, beseeching him to forgive us our sins from the sons of our father David the prophet and the king. May blessing be upon us all. Amen.